This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hello, welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And yes, you're right, it's me, Matt Ford.
Now, this episode is being recorded before game week 12, so if you want to find out who has won this week, head to the Twitter page.
Joining us on the show this week is the phenomenal musician and Notts County fan, Jake Bug. And before we start, we asked you last week if you knew what we mean. Do you remember this?
No.
John, one person that emailed us and told us that they did. It says, hello, I know what you mean. Cheers, Epo.
What do we mean? I don't remember.
You mean you don't know what we mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Email us, hello@cpfpl.com. Do you know what I mean? Epo knows what we mean. John now doesn't. Maybe it's one in, one out. You don't know what we mean, so Epo's in.
So is Epo the new host of the podcast?
No. Don't try wriggling out of it.
What do we mean? Is this a bit of just crazy fun?
It was
I'm
crazy
all up for
fun,
like surreal dude. Comedy, like Reeves and Mortimer and all that. I don't mind having a silly bit of fun.
Hmm.
So is that all we're doing?
Epo gets it.
Oh, yeah. All right, then, hang on. Let's do it again. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean, mate. I bet they don't. Hey, we're having a laugh now.
Oh, yeah, we're having a laugh, mate.
Is this fun? Is this what fun is?
Oh, it's more fun than anything.
Is it?
It's the most fun ever.
Okay.
It's like all the fun. We went out in Shoreditch and had like all the fun. What do you think of people who talk like that?
I just feel sorry for them. I'm jealous of them.
I remember hearing someone on the train once say, oh yeah, like we went out and it was like jokes.
But you know what I think?
Go on.
I think those people aren't sat around having a conversation about how we talk. That voice reeks of a level of privilege that says, I'm just going to be happy and I don't care what you think.
Well, that's a very interesting point. Do you think they're happy or are they insecure?
Yeah, no, I don't think they're happy. But it says more about my sort of working class anger, really, than anything else. But no, I don't think they're happy. I tell you what do you think about this? What do you think about the old, I know this isn't FPL, this is FAD,
Fantasy
Art Defamation. What did you make of the old soup this week?
Oh, interesting that you want to go there.
Yeah, I think I know what you think.
Well, my first thought, having been to the Guggenheim, various other galleries around the world, was surely that painting is covered by glass or perspex.
My first thought was, surely
you can't just wander up to Sunflowers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was relieved to find that it was. But destruction of art is what fascists do, so I wasn't keen on it. What did you think?
Well, I support it, obviously.
The defamation of a wonderful work of art.
As you say, they didn't defame the art. They spilt some soup on some perspex. And I do think even had they defamed the art, we're all going to die.
No.
So I think contextually. But, the reason I ask is because these things are interesting, because the opinion of the layman like you, the climate denier, the sort of the broadly ambivalent lager swilling moron, is important because we have to win the debate and we have to convince people to come with us. And if we're not getting the sort of Dunkin' Donuts, puke in the gutter, shit your pants and go to work, you know, piece of shit like you.
Yeah, there it is.
But I thought you would be triggered by it, and I thought you'd be triggered by their then posh accent, and that's why I bring it up, because I think there's been a lot of, oh, they're posh, so it doesn't count, without any understanding of the fact that A, posh people are going to die when the climate changes anyway, and B, these kids aren't happy. No 16-year-old wants to be super gluing themselves to a wall. They want to
be
out
two do,
eating Parma. No, they don't want to do it. They want action on climate. No, they don't.
John, Let me just tell you something about activism. Having been a teenage activist myself, a lot of the people who get involved in this stuff just like showing off. I don't doubt that they do care about the environment, as I do, as the majority of the public do, which is why people across this country have taken measures to recycle, reduce, reuse, and all the things. People are genuinely bothered about it. But you alienate people when you behave like that. And secondly, of course, look, they like a bit of publicity, John. Of course they're doing it. They know they'll get on telly.
Yeah, they have got on telly. Good. We should have more of it. How would you like to see me get arrested on behalf of the climate? Hello at cpfbl.com. Shall I defame art? Shall I perhaps streak naked at a football match? What would you like me to do?
I want you to be in Speedos on Whitehall. I want you to get pinned down and tasered until you shit. That's what I want to see. And I want to see like a jackboot on your face. Pushing it into the gravel.
And I tell you what, I'll join the queue of people on Whitehall who need a good tasering at the moment.
Oh, well.
Satirical improv.
Love. Oh, it's got everything at the start of the show. Now, maybe something that would have cheered you up, John. Obviously,
you shit yourself, have you?
You what?
You shit yourself.
Have I? No, I haven't. Now, at football, you get Man of the Match awards. Often fans win prizes, don't they, during games. Arbroath Football Club beat this for a prize at the Arbroath Dundee game. Someone in the cared suite in the hospitality area won the correct score runner-up prize. And this is what the social media post says. No one goes home empty-handed from our hospitality. And after her table had correctly predicted the game's correct score but lost out in the Bobby Lynn bin draw, Lois Caird received the runners-up prize. Do you know what it was, John?
I do, because I've seen it.
It is a signed Frey Bentos steak and kidney pie from Bobby Lynn. So how do you feel about that award?
I think it's great. I think it's a nice bit of fun. I want to know who signed it.
Bobby Lynn signed it.
It's the picture, really. I think it's the sort of thing, if you're going to give that as a prize, I think they've done it knowing that's going to go viral, right? Because it's a depressing picture. And a shit prize. And I think they've put that out as a laugh, no?
Why do you find the picture depressing?
Because it's a footballer who wants to go home handing a Frey Bentos pie
signed
to a lady who, I mean, she looks happy, to be fair. She looks like she's having a nice time. There's nothing about that picture that pleases me, except the guy at the bar ordering a pint behind him.
Okay. Let me give you my alternative take on it. I tell you what I like about it is a footballer who wants to go home handing over a steak and kidney pie signed by him in its tin to a young lady who's like Sunday best. She's glammed up for this. The idea that she's going to eat a steak and kidney pie, I just don't believe. I think it's an inappropriate gift for the recipient. Now, if you were giving that gift to someone like me or you, and even then, John, I'd say, I don't really like steak and kidney. Could you get me steak and ale or meat and potato? I think steak and kidney is one of the foulest. I mean, what a terrible, terrible partnership. Steak is doing all the heavy lifting in that relationship. Steak is a centerpiece. It's one of the finest foods on earth. Kidney is waste produce. It smells of piss when you cook it. Well, you can't stick the two of them together. That'd be like saying, oh, we're having caviar and what's-its. Actually, I prefer the what's-its. But
yeah,
you know
well,
what I mean?
You'd
be like saying, we're having champagne and
piss.
Yeah, champagne and piss pie. You'd be like, what?
I did used to like a steak and kidney pudding, suet pudding.
Because you're northern.
When I was a meat eater.
Meat eater, he's a meat eater.
I did wonder about whether you keep the signature. If the signature is across the top of the pie, you could open the pie, keep the lid, and still consume the pie.
Great idea.
But I went through a phase of eating quite a lot of Frey Bentos pies when I lived in a bedsit in Bristol.
Yeah.
There's so much grease in the pastry to make it last 7 years or whatever the shelf life of a Frey Bentos pie is. It's basically just oil.
Yeah.
It sticks to the tin and you can never quite get it off. There's a sort of orange slime that will stick to the back of that tin. So she's better off if she wants to. I mean, what do you know what I'd do? I'd go down a sort of Timpsons and I'd get the workings of a clock and I'd have two clock hands put on the front of the Frey Bentos pie and I'd make it a signed Frey Bentos Bobby Lynn wall clock.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah.
So if you know, or maybe you're listening, email us, hello@cpfpl.com. If you know Lois Caird, who won the signed Frey Bentos steak and kidney pie at Arbroath Football Club at the weekend, get in touch with us. Put her in touch with Lois, because we'd love to know what she's going to do with it. Has she eaten the pie? Is she going to preserve the lid? I think I'd go down a similar route, John. I'd take the lid off. I'd eat it.
Eat the lid?
No. I'd eat the pie, and then I would find a way to, with gloves, bleach the back of the lid, and then maybe I'd get the lid framed with a photo of Bobby Lynn in his most iconic moment.
Lois Caird, or as she's known now, Lois Caird, until she found out what a shit prize she'd won. I'm surprised by Arbroath, because do you know there's an internationally renowned food from Arbroath?
Haggis.
No, it's called an Arbroath smoky. Fish. It's one of the most famous foods, certainly in Scotland. It's of international renown. I'm surprised the prize wasn't an Arbroath smoky. I'm assuming there's some sort of sponsorship deal with Frey Bentos.
But also, a Frey Bentos pie is cheap and easy to get hold of, isn't it? You could probably buy them in bulk down Poundland.
Yes,
exactly. And then you've just got a season's worth of gifts there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that it's cheap and easy to get hold of, for me, negates it. You might as well just write "well done" on the back of a f***ing receipt if your barometer for a good prize is one that's cheap and easy to get hold of. The very fact that it isn't hard or of any value makes it not worth giving over, no? I mean, well, why not just give her a signed shirt? Surely they've got shirts knocking about. Get
John,
Bobby Lynn to sign a shirt.
Come on, think sensibly about this. A signed shirt is worth a lot more. You know, football shirts, even at Arbroath, will be... An Arbroath shirt, let me just Google it. How much do you reckon Arbroath home shirt costs?
Oh, it'd be 30, 35 quid at least, wouldn't it? Because of the world we live in. See if they're sponsored by Frey Bentos.
They're sponsored by Megatech.
Are they?
Adult home top, 50 quid.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean, this is what annoys me about this.
You get 50 Frey Bentos pies for that.
Sat and had a conversation about how these girls who are trying to save the planet are just attention hungry young people who just want to be talked about. We spent 10 minutes talking about a f***ing Frey Bentos pie, which is bad for the environment, bad for your guts, and all on behalf of Arbroath, who couldn't even be asked to give a prize winner a decent prize. So you talk as much as you want. I'm not saying anything else on this matter.
I'm not saying that the Just Stop Oil protesters are only attention seekers. I do believe that they do care about the planet, but they are also attention. Because, I mean, how can you say they're not? The whole point is to get attention, isn't it? To provoke a conversation. So what are you on about? Okay, oh, he's gone all quiet on me. He's still there, listeners. I'm looking at his little audio register, and he's still there. Oh, don't. This is like you're on life support. I don't like it. It's freaking me out. I feel like I'm
You would love that.
No, I wouldn't. No, I'd hate it. Do you know, I'd come and visit you every day. In fact, I wouldn't leave your side. I'd be like, what's it called? Bobby.
Greyfriars Bobby.
Greyfriars Bobby, yeah. Just be loyally sat by your side, licking your hand.
Oh, no, don't do that. That's probably what put me under.
I'll be there going.
Oh, disgusting.
See, that'd wake you up, maybe.
I don't know. I think my hand would involuntarily flick out, give you a little slap.
Well.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Anyway, this has gone very bleak, and I don't like it. It just felt weird.
All right.
We're delighted to be joined by a Notts County fan, Nottingham legend Jake Bugg. Jake, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Jake, the big question, obviously, is having grown up in Nottingham, you're from Clifton, have you been to either of Nottingham's two Taco Bells?
I didn't even know we had a Taco Bell, to be honest. So no, that's a no from me. But yeah, there's two of them.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, there's one on Angel Row next to the old Odeon. And there's one on the bottom of Mansfield Road at the side of the Victoria Centre.
I've not even seen him. Never even been in a Taco Bell. So I don't know.
Too right. Which one's the best one, Fordy, if you're going to drink a load of lager, eat a load of bad food, and then spew it up literally half an hour later.
I like the big one. The big one on Mansfield Road. It's just amazing that there's two, I think, is just such a big deal for Nottingham. And then the fact that there's a second and it's massive. I just love it. You've got to go, man. It's really good. And they do puddings and all sorts.
I mean, I do know where the bottom of Mansfield Road is, so unless I'm very drunk, then I'll probably avoid them, I think.
Well, maybe. Obviously, you've got a big show at the Nottingham Arena coming up on the 26th of November, celebrating 10 years of your number one debut album. Maybe after the gig, you could go there.
I could go there, yeah. I think it's going to be closed by the time we're done partying after that show. I think that's the thing.
You got added to the official Fantasy Premier League playlist a few years ago. So are you a fan of Fantasy Premier League?
I played it a little bit. I didn't take part this year because, I always start quite well. And then throughout the year, I kind of drop off and become less and less committed to it, really. So and my bass player just seems to win it every year. So I've given up, to be honest.
I think that's the best people sort of have a good start. And then I think it takes a real loser to be really applying, you know, yourself to it later in the year. I think to sort of grow in form as the season goes on is a sign of a man with very little else to do.
Well, absolutely, and I remember on the last season, last day of the season, my bass player thought he had it in the bag. Yeah, he brought his wedding suit down, was taking pictures with the trophy and that. I think it's gone a bit too far, haven't it?
Outside of fantasy football, you're obviously you're a County fan, but are you one of those who's pleased for the city of Nottingham in a whole, or are you enjoying the demise of Nottingham Forest at the moment?
I think, you know, as a club, I think, you know, the history is great and I think it is brilliant for the city. However, I did grow up with quite a few Forest fans. So, watching them kind of squirm a bit is always nice.
I'm enjoying it. Matt, are you enjoying it?
Well, obviously not. But I don't mind you taking the mick and everything. But John, just so you know, Jake, John's a Leeds fan. So then he's not exactly in a much better position.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I was wondering what John had against him, but yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, I suppose it's a tough league, isn't it? And I always say I'd kill to be bottom of the Premier League, to be honest.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I'd rather be bottom of the Premier League than bottom of the Championship or bottom of another league. I mean,
Jake, well, that's lucky because you are.
You sponsor the Notts County kit, so your name is on the front of the shirt. I mean, an amazing thing to see. Did you buy all the shirts? Did they give you, by the way, if you sponsor the shirt, do they give you a few free ones?
Yeah, I get a few free ones through the tracksuits and that, which is always good, like, especially when you're flying around.
And do people wear them to your gigs?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's kind of always throws you off when you're playing, like, some other part of the world and then you just see a Notts County top crop up somewhere. It's a bit like, it's quite hard to keep your concentration mid-song as well when you see it. So, yeah, it's always brilliant to see.
And do you get many Forest fans coming? Do you get people wearing Forest shirts?
I have had I did a gig. I think it might have been there. No, I had a man, I think. And there was just some guy with, like, a pair of shades on and a Forest shirt. And he just kept, like, circling the badge with his finger as I was playing this song and, like, pointing at me and looking at me. And I was just like, what are you doing? Like, does he know I'm a Notts County fan or is he just winding me up? I wasn't sure.
It's quite an erotic gesture, isn't it? Sort of running your finger slowly over your body and pointing at someone when they're trying to work.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he was referring to the badge, not his nipple, I think. So I like to think.
Fordy wanted to sponsor the Forest shirt recently, didn't you? But it's sort of cost prohibitive. So it's actually free to change your name. So he's changed his name by deed poll to John Pye Auctioneers.
Dickhead. We haven't got a shirt sponsor this season, Forest. So maybe you could sponsor ours as well.
Yeah, I think, no. sorry. Nah.
Why is it that you haven't got a sponsor? Do you think people are waiting for the sort of championship discount next year?
No, we had a shirt. Look, I don't work for the club. We had a shirt sponsor. I think the club felt rightly that being in the Premier League, they could get a bit more money. I think we're just still looking. As a lot of people do, John, we're just looking for that perfect partner to share the rest of our season with.
Running out of time.
But, I think I have to say that the football shirts do a lot. Most of them look better without the sponsors, though, I think. I shouldn't really say that. But
yes.
But I would say they do.
John does a Nottingham voice, Jake, which He's probably, I don't know if he's too nervous to do now, John. So John, I'll talk to you as if you're from Nottingham.
All right.
And we'll see what Jake makes of it. So, how you doing, mate? You're all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, Duck. How are you doing, Duck?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, what are you going to do this afternoon?
Well, I'm actually a cleaner for the council. I've got to go down. We've had a right dickhead's been going down, chucking up outside the Taco Bell, you know, that big one. He comes down after a few, he can't handle his drink, so he has about 2 pints. Comes down, he has a taco and just pukes and shits everywhere, you know. It's a full-time job.
What part of Nottingham are you from again?
Snenton.
And what team do you support?
Snenton Rovers.
And what's your favourite food?
I like grassroots football. I like it, you know. I don't like success, you know. In that sense, I should be a Forest fan, really.
And what do you make of these Just Stop Oil protesters?
Well, I don't, you know, all this banging on about the painting, and I think it's a waste of soup. No one's talking about the soup. You know, I like soup.
What do you make of that, Jake? Do you think John sounds like a Snentonite?
You know what? He sounds like a couple of my mates, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. one of them is from Snenton as well. Yes. And which is mad, because I've always said, I don't think I've ever heard anyone try and imitate a Nottingham accent. I don't think I've ever heard anyone do it, or do it successfully. And I thought he did a very good job, John. I thought, hey.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank Shane Meadows and the entire cast of Dead Man Shoes.
And John, did you feel almost racist doing that?
No, I enjoyed it. I think, I was in Nottingham last week gigging. So, you know, I've done it to, I did it to a sold out crowd and they took it all right. I mean, I'll be honest, the laughter diminished a bit. Probably the gig finished a bit earlier than some of the other ones have. But, you know, that's a positive thing, I think, isn't it? You know, all this banging on about encores. Let's finish the gig on time and everyone gets out of the car park and home on time, right?
So, because you chucked in the Forest gig again.
Yeah, well, they were playing that night. It was the night of the Villa game. So I came out and I said, I think the first thing I said was, you don't understand, but we've only just come back up. We can't be doing down again now. And I may have riled them up a bit.
And how did they react to that?
Well, I mean, I'm fortunate, I guess, that there's a sort of distinction between a comedy crowd and a football crowd. You can be fairly safe at a comedy gig that you haven't got. Anyone who really loves football and Forest are playing isn't at my gig. So it was a slightly sort of sneaky move, really. I wouldn't have done that at the ground, put it that way. I wouldn't have gone in the ground saying, oh, we're going down! What's it like? Because I'm always amazed, we interviewed Ian Brodie recently, when your music is sort of used in football, that must be like, if you're a football fan, and I know you sponsored the shirt, but like you had a song, you wrote music for a Ronaldinho documentary, didn't you, as well?
Yeah, I did, which came out this year, which, it was brilliant. I mean, that association with, you know, music and football is a big one, especially for myself. And yeah, to be part of something like doing the score for Ronaldinho's movie was just mind-blowing for me.
Did you get to meet him?
I didn't get to meet him, no, but I did get a follow back on Twitter, which I only spat my breakfast out over, which was quite unexected.
Amazing.
When you see the list of people as well, and it's like, you know, Kaká, Roberto Carlos, yeah. and then my face in there, you're like, what's he doing?
Have you changed the sort of stuff you're tweeting now? You just tweet less stuff. You're just only tweeting for Ronaldinho.
No, not a big tweeter.
You got to DM him.
Yeah, but how do you start that? What do you say? Do you know what I mean?
All right, no.
I duck. See who wants to play for Canada.
You know what? During the Munto finance period, it wouldn't have been that mad if Ronaldinho would have got a game for County.
Probably not. Well, yeah, that was a mad time, really, a sad time. But yeah, I mean, he could still do a job, I'm sure.
Jake, this has been such a treat, mate. Obviously, your number one debut album has been reissued to celebrate its 10th anniversary. You're playing the Nottingham Arena on Saturday, the 26th of November. I mean, that's just going to be like it's just me County shirts galore at that, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to, I'd like to think so, but I'm sure. In fact, I remember I was doing, played in Rock City in March this year. Yeah. There was a few Forest chants going off. I think they just do it. I think they do it to wind me up, to be honest. But I'm hoping for a few more County shirts at the arena for sure.
That'll be amazing. Jake, thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, man.
John, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Excellent. I've got some very exciting news.
You've ordered me a new chair.
No, better. We've been approached to make our very own CPFPL beer to accompany the podcast with Leeds' very own Kirkstall Brewery. I think we should open it up to the listeners to suggest. Get in touch. What should the comedians playing FPL beer taste like? Email us at hello@cpfpl.com with some suggestions. And for a bit of inspiration, Kirkstall are known for their delicious cask beers like Three Swords and Dissolution, as well as modern hoppy beers like Virtuous and Judicious. So what should it be like? Should it be dark and bitter like John's Soul? Or should it be light and positive, sparkling and popular like one of my mates? As well as brewing great beer, they also own some of the best pubs in West Yorkshire, like the Kirkstall Bridge Inn and the Cardigan Arms in Leeds, the Sparrow Beer Cafe in Bradford, and their own tap room at the brewery on Kirkstall Road. I'm going to do a pub crawl around all of them. Listeners can get 20% off everything on Kirkstall's online shop with the code CPFPL20, and look out for a very special collaboration beer from us and Kirkstall very soon. Just visit the website kirkstallbrewery.com and click on shop.
Hey, 40.
Yes, mate.
Speaking of interviews, I obviously interviewed Adrian Childs while you were away.
You know what? I loved that interview. I
got stuck down that well, didn't you?
I was listening to it. You know what it was? It was so weird listening to it not being on the show, you know? It was like, oh.
Yeah.
Was that checking in on an old pal?
He was very disappointed not to be talking to. He offered to reschedule the interview at a time when you were available, but I told him it'd be fine to crack on.
Really? Was he genuinely disappointed?
He seemed it, yeah.
Good on him.
So obviously during that interview, I asked on your behalf whether he'd ever been called a shit eater. And I thought I was on fairly safe ground, given that you've asked that of Suggs.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had some, you know, certain guests. I thought he'd take it. I think he was the most disappointed of all the guests we've had to have been lowered to that level.
What?
Very upset that I'd implied that he might have been called a shit eater or called someone a shit eater.
He took it slightly personally that you'd asked him, you think?
I think so, yeah. He thought maybe I was sort of saying, oh, do people must shout shit eater at you a lot, do they?
I presume you've been called a shit eater a lot, Adrian.
Yeah, but I bring that up because I don't know if you saw the words of Gonzalo Higuain this week.
No, I didn't.
He's been on a bad run at his club, and he's quoted as saying this week, I want to stop eating this shit.
Then stop. Oh, God, you know what I've just remembered? You know what I've just remembered, John?
You've got some fresh shit in the fridge.
I saw a bigger reference. Do you follow Andrew Marr on Twitter?
It's the questions that other podcasts fear to ask. That's what sets us apart. No, I don't follow Andrew Marr on Twitter. Should I?
Well, he's an excellent broadcast journalist.
Well, I'm going to do it now then. I'll do it now.
He was talking about the situation with the Prime Minister and her relationship with her party, and this is the tweet. He says, look away if you're eating lunch or about to. Calm and measured assessment of the mood in the Commons from a Tory MP. And here's the quote. We're being offered the choice of a shit sandwich or a shit sandwich with extra shit. What would you rather have?
Oh, just a shit sandwich. I think you could offset a certain amount of shit with crisps and pickled onions.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, pickles would be good. Effectively as an amuse-bouche.
Yeah, I think if you're eating shit, it's important to amuse what parts of your bouche you can as much as possible.
It's just interesting that this whole conversation about shit eating is now reaching Parliament. We realised we'd hit upon a British subculture, but what we didn't realise was that this goes to the corridors of power. This goes right to the very, very top.
Let's talk about the curse for a bit, because obviously you're on a good run of form. Mm-hmm. Shit eating is rife. Mm-hmm. You've seen a man crap his pants, which I imagine is the highlight of your year.
It was great.
I mean, aside from the absolute collapse of the football club you love, things are going pretty well at the moment. I'm obviously having a bad old time of it. Would you say I've inherited the curse?
Well, I think you probably have inherited the curse. I take no pleasure in any of your pain, John. And obviously it's important for us to remember that at a macro level as well, you're having a wonderful time. It's just in FPL terms, it's just not working for you at the moment. And I think maybe there are systems you can put in place to manage that for you. But I just think with all these things, the old Kipling, you know, triumph and disaster. Treat those two imposters just
those
the same.
Two old so bastards.
When it's going well, don't get too ahead of yourself. When it's going badly, don't be too down in the dumps. And I do feel that. Bringing it back to 5-all really has been such a thrill for me.
Mm-hmm.
It really has. It's the first time in the history of this show that that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously opens the door that this week, for the first time in the history of the show, I may take a lead. Now, given that Arsenal and Man City don't play,
yeah, well, we're in that mess together, mate. So I appreciate your words. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate you saying you don't take any pleasure in my misfortune. On that topic, can I reassure you that not just me, but me and the listeners are enjoying the collapse of Nottingham Forest. And on that topic, Zach has emailed in a suggestion for our special World Cup brew.
Ooh.
He says, "Hi, John and Matt. The beer should be called Nottinghamshire Reds, a ruby red ale with 22 distinct flavour profiles that don't actually go very well together at all, resulting in the taste of failure and defeat."
It's a great joke. I would love to drink a pint of Nottinghamshire Reds.
Mm.
Would you want to put your name to a pint called Nottinghamshire Reds?
As long as the gag was, you know, that the only tasty bit is the sediment at the bottom or something like that, you know, where you lift the top off and there's literally no fizz whatsoever.
Ooh, Max has been in touch. He says, "How about this Hop Eater?"
Oh, nice.
The IPA.
Yeah, it's a shame there's so many hop related beer suggestions, you know.
Oh, there's a really clever one from Sam. CPF Pale Ale.
CPF Pale Ale.
Sounds like CPFPL. CPF Pale Ale.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Oh, I think that might be it, you know. There was one last week we liked. Producer Danny, can you remember?
It was the Triple Captain, Triple Hop Beer.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, I like that. I think CPF Pale Ale is better because we're then incorporated into it. What do you reckon?
It's the best pun we've had, I think, because it's specific to the podcast, not FPL in general. Hail to the King says it should be called Foresters after Nottingham Forest. Like Foster's, cost shitloads more, has a mix of expensive ingredients that don't mix well, and the taste doesn't score many points, but game after game it goes down well. There you go, shit eaters. Nick. The ale should be called Peacock's Fantasy Forest as an homage to Leeds United and Nottingham Forest and FPL. It should taste of forest fruits. Vicky Woodhatch. I was with you till the end.
See, here's another one. John Gibson. FP Hells. Light and playful, bitter notes, and just a hint of not knowing what it's doing. I like that. And then Colin, very similarly, CPFP Ale. Destructively addictive, not remotely satisfying, but sweet. I think CPF Pale Ale just pulls it because it's just a bit of extra punnage.
Well, could we combine the two, given that we both like Helles Lager? Could we call it CPFP Helles and sort of combine everybody's best suggestions?
So that's Sam and John.
And I think legally that probably gets us out of a lot of sticky bother. You know, we don't want to get taken to court.
What are we calling it then?
CPFP Helles.
Do you know what? I've just read Tom's. I mean, I think that is the right one, but they've called his idea for a beer name Quench Boost.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice. Maybe that could be the tagline. CPF Hales. It's a real Quench Boost.
Yeah.
Play your Quench Boost with CPF Pale Hales.
That's you doing the advert after you've had a few. Play your Quench Boost with CPF Pale Hales. All right, well, that's all we've got time for this episode. We will be back next week with another and joined by Tottenham fan FPLer and Man vs. Foods, Adam Richman.
Oh, yummy.
You couldn't eat him.
No, but it's food, isn't it? I love talking about food. What better man to talk about food with?
Remarkably, we've been shortlisted for the Football Supporters Association Podcast of the Year Award. You can vote for us, if you like, at the FSA website, fsa.org.uk, and we'll put that link on our Twitter and Instagram accounts, because it's nice to win trinkets, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Also, vote for us if you like is the most pathetic call to action I've ever heard in my life. You
all right,
never
then you
get
tell
elected.
Tell him what to do, Daddy. You tell him.
There's only one choice in this category. If you care about the future, not just of football and FPL, but of our country and the wider world, then go out, go to fsa.org.uk now and vote for the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast. If you want a better future, go to fsa.org.uk now and vote for the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast.
And if we have any Leeds fans listening, then they're marching out together and the square ball are also up for
No. They are enemies of the people. No. They are part of the anti-growth coalition. You don't go campaigning
in our category. It literally doesn't bother you if they win at all.
You're muddying the message.
No, I'm giving people extra incentive. No one's going to go to Sainsbury's just for apples, but if you also need crisps and a newspaper, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They are part of the anti-growth coalition. There's only one thing you've got to do. Just go to fsa.org.uk and vote for the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast. I don't care what you do in any of the other categories.
Do what I said.
Remember, we're also launching a subscription service on anotherslice.com where there are already a bundle of bonus episodes, extra content that no one else can get apart from you. Don't forget, this regular podcast will always be available for free. But if you want more, if you're pining for more content, go to anotherslice.com/CPFPL. We've got three exclusive episodes on the platform already with more exclusive premium content being added every month. Here's a snippet from the latest ep.
Got it. You got it.
I truly believe, you know, one day I'll be in films.
Do you really think that?
I just think someone's got to stick me in a film at some point, haven't they?
Yeah. You'd be surprised. I think most people aren't in films.
Yeah, but most people shouldn't be.
If it was one in, one out, who would you take out of films so that you could be in them?
I'm not talking about big dogs. I just want little roles where I can just go, you got it! And just have like a little funny, you know, like The Hangover 4 or something like that. Just be some mad guy.
You just want to say you've got it in a film.
Or something like that. Just
well, what level of film do you want? I mean, we'll have contacts to people making independent films or something, surely. We've probably got a listener who's, you know, making a film at the moment.
Yeah, cast me. Hello at cpfpl.com. I think I'm quite versatile, you know. I think I could play pretty much any role. Remember to send us new format and strand ideas you want to hear on the pod this season. Tweet us at comediansfpl or email us hello@cpfpl.com. We're also on Instagram, Comedians Playing FPL, Facebook at Comedians FPL, and please remember, as well as going to fsa.org.uk and voting for us, leave a 5-star written review to help us get up the charts. Bye.
Bye.